Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Mobile Domination Podcast. I am your host, Dan Hafner, founder of Dapper Mobile Apps, and I am super excited to come to you guys with this episode. This is actually one of the, if not the very first solo episode of the Mobile Domination Podcast since I have rebranded everything into this name. If some of you are still left over from the previous days, you know, the podcast used to go under a different name of Run Your Day. I've decided to transition it into this, this podcast called Mobile Domination, mainly with the intent, behind that, you know, as I've changed, as I've matured inside of my business, you know, it just became kind of irrelevant to talk about the things I was talking about inside of that topic, inside of Run Your Day. I'll still probably throw in some things here and there in these types of episodes. I want to do a lot more solo episodes moving forward. Don't get me wrong, I love the interviews and I'll still pepper those in. But I sat down the other day and I found just some really cool topics that I think I could just bring to you guys in a lot more of a valuable way by just going solo. So these will be shorter, but today we're talking about, the death by 1,000 subscriptions. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. I'm really excited. So I really wanted to talk about this because this is super relevant inside of the business world, inside of, especially a lot of you who listen to this are either entrepreneurial, starting out in business, you know, have your own business. And as you grow a business, as you start a business, you start to realize you need more and more things. You need software, you need websites, you need payment things, you need marketing materials, and there's a lot that goes into it, right? When I started, I had no idea I would have all the things that I have to use for my operations online, right? And honestly, as far as that goes with my story, that's kind of, I thought I was kind of alone. But the more I realize, the more I've spoken with people, you know, inside of this audience and, you know, just the broader audience I have online, you know, I found a lot of people kind of go down the same rabbit hole. Is what happens is you decide to start an online business or whatever you're doing, right? Or maybe you have an e-commerce business or whatever, right? But you have like a base product. You have like a base thing. You say like, I'm going to get this website. I'm going to pay for the domain. I'm going to like make this happen. I'm going to do it, right? And then kind of as you grow, you start to realize like you get, it's like the old saying, more money, more problems, right? Like you get more success, you get more revenue, but you run into more problems. And then you start to see like the need to have an email marketing software, like a MailChimp or something like that. Maybe you're doing online coaching and creating and you want to have a restricted membership site, or you want to have, you know, a text messaging service, or like all these different things that come along, right? Maybe you want to start diving down the funnel game with the folks like Russell Brunson and all that kind of stuff, right? Like there's an endless amount of things that you can go into. And believe me, as a software guy, I nerded out on this, right? This is kind of how it all started with me. I started down the path of ClickFunnels. I got into different, you know, things like Kajabi and just all kinds of different things and software, and it just kept going and going and going and going, right? And ultimately, I mean, this didn't happen overnight, but I kind of built up a little, you know, subscription business for myself, where I was the actual customer. I wasn't the actual provider, right? I actually sat back and I tracked everything and I was like, man, I'm spending almost $1,000 a month in just software subscriptions to run my company. Right? This was like over a year ago. Things have gone up since we've hired people and we've expanded and done more things. But I was like, wow, I didn't think it was that high, you know? And if you're someone that, you know, sells like a low ticket product or something, that like, that's, you might be in the red for a while, you know, when you start doing that. I think about, you know, I don't even know, like I'm probably speaking to something I don't know. It's about, you know, and that's why I called it Death by 1,000 Subscriptions. There was a, you know, like a Death by 1,000 Cuts. Have you ever heard of that, right? Where there's 1,000 little cuts all over your body and it's not one big cut that kills you. It's not one big expense. It's not one big thing. It's the slow, this is kind of gruesome to think about, but it's like the slow bleeding of all of those cuts cumulatively losing blood from those, right? And it's the same with the subscription piece, whether you have something that, you know, you subscribe to that's, you know, $10 a month or $27 a month, or some of the, you know, higher level ones that are, you know, $97, $297, $597, like up in that, right? But even, you know, 10 different pieces of software that are $15 a month, you know, like that adds up. That adds up over time. You don't think about it, but that's, you know, over $1,000 to $2,000 per year. That's eating into your profits, eating into your margin, right? And if you sell a super high ticket thing, you're not really worried about this stuff, right? But if you, you know, if you work with people for a relatively, you know, low ticket offer, or you sell products, or you do whatever like that, you know, you start to see it eat into your profit piece. And this is kind of what happened with me, right? I was just like, man, like I, you know, we're making sales, we're making money, but like a lot of it's going back into the software we need to support this stuff. And we found ourselves kind of in this trap, right? I was like, wow, like this is not working, because it doesn't give you room to grow, doesn't give you room to invest in other areas like coaching or ads or other events or like anything else like that, right? It literally is that death by 1,000 subscriptions. And I've seen this happen with a lot of people, right? They start with a service like a funnel builder, and then they you know, upgrade to a thing like ActiveCampaign, and they upgrade to, you know, a MailChimp thing or a an email provider, a text messaging thing, and like you buy the annual subscription for Calendly, and like you just buy all these different things. And I'm not putting down any of these tools. All of these tools are great in and of themselves. I still use them. I love them. Like, they're great, right? But it really does limit your options when it comes to like, I owe that money to those things in order to, like, I'm reliant on those subscriptions, because I've implemented those into the systems and processes in my business. So now if I pull those out, like, I'm breaking everything that I have set up. Like, it just doesn't work, right? So you're hooked into that. And this is really, really powerful. And I'm going to talk about this in future episodes. That's why the SaaS model, the software as a service model, is so powerful, because it's so sticky, right? That's what I'm teaching people inside of our business, is how to create something like that in your business where what you have becomes integral to what the people are using for their business. And that's how you build up monthly recurring revenue. That's how you build annual recurring revenue, that you don't have to worry about hustling and going out and getting new sales. It's a super, super sticky business model. I love, 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 love the software as a service model. And I'll talk more about that inside of a future episode I have lined up for you guys. And you've probably heard me talk about that on you know, interviews and stuff, but we'll get there to that. So, I just wanted to, and on top of my story too, I actually just wanted to talk about one of my clients. I won't mention her name or anything like that, but, she is in the coaching space, the online coaching space. And, she was kind of in the same boat, right? She had all these different tools all over the place. I think she was using like ActiveCampaign and Lead Pages and AWeber, and like Kajabi and WordPress and like all this different stuff, right? So some of them she had the annual subscriptions to, some of them she had the monthly subscriptions to. Sat down one day and I asked her, and I was like, you know, what's like the average you're spending? And it was kind of hard to figure out, because we basically just made it all annual, because some were monthly, some were annual, but it came out to almost like $5,000 or $6,000. You know, that she was spending on these tools inside of a year, you know, which, you know, doesn't seem like a whole lot when you really, really think about it. But sometimes there's people paying more in software than they pay for like their vehicle payment or their mortgage payment or their, I mean, I know, you know, housing prices are really high lately, but still, you know what I mean? Like, that's, What if you could cut that down? What if you, like, that gives you so much more margin, that gives you so much more advantage inside of your profitability game, so you can take those profits and then reinvest them into something else. And you're not consistently worrying about like, oh my gosh, am I going to have enough to cover this subscription that's coming through? Can I really go without this subscription, or am I going to be able to cancel this or do whatever? And you're kind of, instead of, you know, just remaining hooked into there, being like, well, let's look at this, right? So so what we ultimately did was we helped her transition into one tool, right? Like we just were like, okay, like let's put all this under one thing and we can save a lot of costs, right? And that's really, really powerful. There's a lot of cool tools out there that are allowing people to do this. I'll tell you about ours in a second, but it's really, really powerful. And that's kind of why I wanted to talk about this was, and we've done this with our business and it's really changed the game. Like, you know, it really, really is a powerful thing. You instead of having 1,000 cuts all over your body, you have one or two, and then you're not going to die, right? Like you get a couple paper cuts, you get a couple little things, like those will heal. Like those are okay. You can handle that stuff. But when you have thousands of cuts all over you, you're going to bleed out. It's not going to work, right? So the same is true with this. And the other thing that, you know, I've really noticed with this space, especially because we, you know, where this is a mobile domination podcast, we talk a lot about mobile apps. You know, I'm big into that space. I'm really, really big into, if you've listened to any other podcasts I've been on, we do a lot of no code. We specialize in no code development. Like that means you don't have to write code. You don't have to learn code. You don't have to do that stuff. There's so many tools out there that allow you to pull these things off without having to write this code, right? Because developers are expensive. I know, I employ some, right? So one of the things that's really cool, well, I shouldn't say that, I'm skipping ahead. So one of the things that I noticed that in this space there was a lack of was an actual like no code app builder that had all these other tools to go with it, right? There's all kinds of no code app building tools out there. You can just Google it and they'll have the top 50 lists. They'll have just everything everywhere. They range from super expensive to super cheap. Like there's just so many ways that you can build your own app or do your own software without having to write code. And even other solutions, right? Like when it comes to funnels, when it comes to campaigns, when it comes to whatever, the no code stuff is really taking over because there's more people that don't know code than do know code, right? So it really is, it really is a popular industry. It's kind of the trend that's taking over this stuff. But you know, one thing that happens that I've seen inside of our business when people have an app and they develop an app and they launch one is that they don't really know what to do with it. There's such a cool way to scale and to build your list and to put your content out there and to have your own, an app is a software as a service, right? But then what do you do with those people? Like, what do you do with all those people that come into your thing? Like, what, like it can grow so much quicker than a Facebook group, but what are you doing with those people? How are you treating them? Like, are you emailing them? Are you segregating them? Like how is it all working? Right. And I really looked high and low for a tool that would be able to do that, that would have, you know, a CRM as part of your app thing. There wasn't. I've never found one. If you find one and you know, send a message into the show through Anchor and let me know. But I've yet to find one, right? I didn't find one with any kind of email like integration or you know, there's a couple tools out there that integrate with, you know, MailChimp and Zapier and all that kind of stuff as well. But there was really nothing that was super comprehensive to really just say like, here's my business in one tool, everything I need. The app is part of it, but it's not all of it, right? Which leads me to my final point here inside of what we've built. It's a product called Launchpad. You can check it out at launchpadproject.net, not .com, .net. I know it's the only one I could get. That's a very popular, very popular domain name. But you can check it out. And what I did was I built everything in one. Right. I was sick of not finding what was out there. So I said, you know what? We're going to build this on our own and we're going to figure this out. So not only can you like build your no code app inside of there or have us build it for you, but there's marketing tools, there's appointment tools, there's communication tools, there's survey tools, there's chatbot tools. There's just literally everything you would need to grow and launch an online business. We've been launching, you know, waitlist programs. We've been launching courses through this. The client I mentioned before, just helped her pull off a online summit, using the Launchpad software and a challenge. Just like so many flexible and cool things. And it's just been able to bring it all under one roof. So you don't have to worry about like when you're trying to launch a product or an app or like whatever, there's a lot that can go wrong. There's a lot of like links that can break. And if you're in the funnel game at all, you know what I'm talking about, right? But with this, like with that, you have to like look, oh, is it in MailChimp? Is it in Kajabi? Is it in ClickFunnels? Where is the broken thing, right? With Launchpad, it's all there. It's all there. You can troubleshoot all the different stuff. One of the big things I didn't even mention is the automation, is that Zapier tool, right? Kind of just being able to do that is a gold mine in and of itself. And that's one thing that I've actually been on a mission for in my business this year, is to automate as many things as possible, right? And man, just when you're able to automate like opt-ins and app downloads and upsells and campaigns and just all that stuff, like all you have to worry about is going out and promoting the thing. Like, that's all it is. You know, we actually got the name. I was talking with one of my mentors, and he sent me a voice note one day on Facebook, and he was like, what if you called it Launchpad, right? Think about the people who are in mission control for NASA when the space shuttles are launching out, right? Or they're going up into space or whatever they're doing. That's the Launchpad. There's the mission control there. That's where everything, they can control everything that they need to from one place, the mission control center. You've seen it in the movies. Maybe you've been there in real life. I don't know, but like, that's how I like to think about it and position it, right? It's the single place where you can control and manipulate everything that you need for your online business, right? So it's super, super fun. It's super cool. Pretty shameless plug for our own product here, but I really wanted to talk about this because I really, really see a lot of people struggling with this death by a thousand subscriptions thing. I myself was one. I'm actually still trying to get rid of some of the old subscriptions that I have, the legacy ones, and put them into, like, we use our own product. We drink our own Kool-Aid. I don't even use anything else, right? So it's just crazy because there's a lot of cool things. Like, I know ClickFunnels is launching a new thing now called ClickFunnels 2.0, which is basically a lot of the same product that we have, right? But, you know, with us, like we provide like training and weekly support and live calls and 24/7 support and just chat support and all this type of stuff that we've thrown in there that you can check out at launchpadproject.net. I won't get into the weeds of what it is. But it's really, built with the goal of, if you have an online business, if you're trying to grow, you're struggling with the tons of subscriptions, like, you don't have to anymore. You don't have to die from 1,000 cuts. You don't have to keep bleeding those subscriptions, because you can put it all under one, right? And there's actually two different plans. You can get it for as little as $97 a month, or our premium plan for $297 a month, right? Which is a really big deal. I mean, we were up to 1,000 or 1,200 or even more in subscriptions per month. So to be able to have all of that for a fifth of that price, or a third of the price even, you know, that's a win. That's a big, big win, because you can reinvest that money into ads or a new event or new tools or just different things that you want, that you need to grow your business. That's super, super powerful. And that's not just one time. That's every single month. Like, that adds up. That's a big, big deal, right? It really is. So I hope this helps, anyone out there. If you want to check it out, you can go to launchpadproject.net. You can get started over there. There's no trial at the moment right now. We do have a couple of cool promos going on as well. So if you at least go over there, you can opt in to just kind of get any kind of the marketing materials or, promotions we have for some of the deals that we're launching for this. We're actually thinking about a lifetime deal, a bunch of really, really cool stuff. And I didn't even scratch the surface of everything that's included in there, on purpose. So anyway, hope this was helpful for you guys. You know, a quick challenge for you is to actually sit down and look, like, what are the subscriptions I have in my business? Excuse me. Am I subscribing to, you know, like funnel builders, you know, email things, like actually like sit down and make an Excel spreadsheet of like, here's the software, here's what it costs. Here's the software, here's what it costs. And then auto sum it and see what it's costing you. Cause you might find like, holy crap, like I'm spending too much money and I need to actually transition into something new. And it just streamline your process. And we actually, you know, we coach you through the whole process. So you're not like figuring it out on your own. Cause that's a lot. Like software is a lot. All right. Anyway, that is all for this episode of the Mobile Domination Podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed the very first solo episode. Like I said, I'm going to do a lot more of these. I have a couple of other cool guests lined up here in the future. But I do have a lot more just solo content like this that I want to bring you guys. Just because it's really on my heart to share this and to put this message out there. Not only as just a platform for the business I have, but to really, really help people. I see so many people every single day that have these really cool ideas that need that little boost, that little just affirmation that like, hey, yeah, you got a good idea and you don't have to spend $50,000 on it. You really don't. Like you can get something out the door for a lot cheaper than that. And that's just what people need to do is take action. There's our economy's taking a turn. Like there's never been a better time to start something now. Like right now, right? Because the opportunity, if you see an opportunity, you have to take it. You seriously, seriously have to take it. You can't afford to sit around. You can't afford to wait to see someone else seize the opportunity because you're going to live with regret. You're going to hate yourself and you're going to be like kicking yourself to like, why didn't I take that chance when I had it? Right? There's a country song I love. He's like, if you've got a chance, take it. what the heck is that song called? Sorry, I'm not a singer. I'll stop singing for you guys. That was probably embarrassing. Anyways, whatever. It's all good. Appreciate you guys joining the Mobile Domination Podcast. You can head over to launchpadproject.net if you're interested in anything I talked about today. You can also follow us on or join our Facebook group if you want to. Go into Facebook, search for communities, and then search for Mobile App Mastery is the name of our Facebook group. We're growing that in there. I go live a couple times a week inside of there just to provide, you know, extra cool content and stuff like that inside of here. And then another cool thing I want to just tease for you guys is I'm going to probably do a live show in tandem with this podcast, which is going to be really fun and really cool. So that's all the cool, exciting stuff I have to share with you guys. Really appreciate you joining. If you know of anyone who might appreciate this show, please share it with them. And we always, always, always appreciate any reviews or ratings on whatever podcast platform you are listening to the show on. Thank you guys so much. I will talk to you next time.